This is Ginger Perry of KGNU. I'm here with Jamie Stone and Morris Miley of the Recreate Your Roots project, which is going on in Boulder this week. And welcome to KGNU.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tell us about what this project is and what we can expect to hear and experience.
Yeah, we have a group called Jamie Stone's Folk Life, and we play old songs that come from field recordings, but we don't play them like museum pieces. We bring new contemporary elements to them. I connected with the folks at CU Boulder and proposed this idea of doing a two-week residency where we come for a week and then we have another week bringing other artists doing similar things. Dom Flemons, who's from the one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and an incredible duo that go by Anna and Elizabeth, are amazing storytellers and work with a lot of Southern Appalachian music, but bringing it with more avant-garde and modern sensibilities, and to have conversations and collaborations and concerts and workshops in Boulder at the university and around town, and doing outreach concerts and things like that at local schools. So that's the idea behind the whole project.
Yeah, so we use our tools as composers and arrangers and instrumentalists and singers to both make new arrangements and invite others, whether they're musicians or not, or just music lovers, to join in the process of rediscovering these old songs.
And how did you pick? I mean, there's so many songs to pick from, Jamie. You headed up the project, right? And how did you pick the songs that you've been using for this program?
Yeah, I usually make a beeline for things that move me in some way, and it could be a timeless sentiment to a lyric, or it could be some curious element or some arcane tradition where there's something about it that sounds different than anything else that I've heard. And everybody in the project has certain things that they gravitate towards, so there's a sort of diversity of sensibilities in the repertoire.
How do you define folk music?
Folk music, as I said earlier, which I just made up on the spot, folk music to me is like a long game of broken telephone across the generations of, earthy songs that we sing for some kind of community purpose.
I agree with that, and I think that the emphasis on communal experience is an important element to folk music, although there's certainly songs and tunes that fit in to folk music that are all about performance. But I think the inclusivity is important, and there's this element of people doing it not to become famous necessarily. Folk music in its origin is about stretching tradition, but doing it in a way that makes you belong to each other.
Singing together, right? It's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people have done it for centuries.
Yeah.
Just singing together, often while you're doing something else.
Yeah.
Not so much as a performance, but as an activity. You know, you sing while you're rigging a ship or shucking corn or, calling a square dance. Or.
And it's not written down. Often only elements of it are written down, so it's not written or scored in an exact way. Most of it is passed orally. And certainly there are things written down like words and sometimes even melodies, but some of that is left. There's almost like sketches of a song that are passed down, and everybody does something new with it as it comes into their sphere.
Tell us about the events that are coming up in February.
Starting February 5th, we have Dom Flemons and Anna and Elizabeth here. They're doing a 2 p.m. program on that Monday at CU Boulder. And then Tuesday, February 6th, we have an event at the Center for Musical Arts with local Latin musicians Steve Mullins and Brenda Romero. And then Wednesday, February 7th, is Dom Flemons and Anna Elizabeth's concert. That's at 7:30 p.m. in Grusin Hall at CU campus.
That's Recreate Your Roots, a program that's going on at CU with Jamie Stone and several other musicians, going on beginning of February. This is Ginger Perry for KGNU.